The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, or FWC, revealed in a Wednesday meeting that the Florida panther population is on the rise. Officials report the population range estimate is 100 to 180 and cite efforts including genetic restoration and improved roads as reasons for the increase. Conservationists have done much for Florida state animal. When it was first listed as an endangered species in 1973, there were only an estimated 20 to 30 panthers in the wild. Now, with the panther population at a comparative high, the FWC and its partners are working with private landowners to accommodate the animal's expansive habitat. Kip Froelich is the FWC Deputy Division Director for Habitat and Species Conservation. He says private habitats are necessary to foster the panther population.
As the panther population grows and expands northward, our quantity of publicly owned lands are far less. We have some parks, and there's a few areas, but if you look at a map, they're really spread out. So the panthers, by definition, will have to be living on private ranches and other areas that are privately owned land.
But that's not all. The FWC's goal is to have the panther removed from the endangered species list. To do that, the agency is bolstering its support of the animal. In addition to devising a more accurate means of estimating panther population, the FWC is making its resources more available as the panther expands its Florida paw print.
We are also turning a lot of our efforts to South Central and North Florida, where the panther is moving into, working with landowners, working with people, so getting our resources further up the state so that we can be prepared for the good news that panther range is expanding, but can also be able to deal with any conflicts that arise when there are panthers in areas where they have not been.
Froelich adds that while panther sightings are rare in Florida, citizens should report any sighting to floridapanthernet.org. For WFSU News, I'm Matthew Stolpe.